spreading the blues all over the world. From the crossroads of America, Shamrock, Texas, on historic Route 66, Legends 98.9 and Route 66 Media present Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Now standing by to throw a whole bucket of blues on you, here's Uncle Buck.
How do you like your music? Rare, medium, or well done? Well, a big hi and greetings to you. Uncle Buck here, and oh, have we got a great show for you this week on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. At this point in the show each week, I say, how do you like your music? Rare, medium, or well done? Bonnie Raitt is our featured artist. Couple of tracks from her new album, Just Like That. Also getting spins, Kenny Neal, the Allman Brothers, and a couple of great blues duos, Mavis Staples teamed up with LeVon Helms, and Buddy Guy and Rolling Stones' Keith Richards. Great blues duos there. Our then and now song is Sonny Boy Williamson's Bring It On Home. It's all coming up on segment one of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, but let's put the pedal to the metal and get started with some great blues. The Altered Five Blues Band, their song to kick things off is Great Minds Drink Alike.
Sour on the rocks, dirty martini and a round of shots. Great minds drink alike. Great minds drink alike. Me and my baby, Saturday night. Ain't got money, ain't got no plan. Solve our problems with a 12-ounce can. Great minds drink alike. Great minds drink alike. Me and my baby, we're gonna be alright.
Great minds drink alike.
alike. Great minds think alike. Me and my baby, we're gonna be all right.
Bonnie Raitt is our featured artist this week on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Bonnie Raitt's debut album came out in 1971. 1990, Bonnie Raitt had an album out that garnered her a bunch of Grammy Awards. Kind of rebooted her career back in 1990, and has she been going ever since. This, of course, is the second time that we've had Bonnie Raitt on as our featured artist. The first offering on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, if you missed it or want to hear it again, is archived on UncleBUC.com as Blues Show number 149. Today, however, we're going to spotlight the new album that Bonnie Raitt has out, entitled just like that. First album that Bonnie has put out in quite a while. It's her 18th studio album. Bonnie spent quite a bit of time at her home out in California during the pandemic, writing songs, getting this album ready to go. The first track from that album that we're going to play is devoted to the recovery that she was fortunate enough to get through, partly about achieving that in life, meaning her 35 years of sobriety. So here is our featured artist, Bonnie Raitt. Her song is Waiting for You to Blow.
I keep her anger cocked and ready, tucked in her styling holster. I draw the line in pretty colors just to tear some food across her. Keep her righteousness on simmer, though it's tastier on a boil. Her tongue stays nice and sharp, the tighter she stays coiled. Deadlines once again. Stock her up with lame excuses for things she meant to send. I make her blow a diet till she slips to full on binge. Then I up her shame about it, cause she looks so cute on him. Today, but do I get respect? She claims she's so above it now, she keeps all that mess in check. Covering the fickle beast, you better stick to what you know. That I'm always riding shotgun, baby, just waiting for you to blow. When there's no more best ahead, you can whine and boast and cut and run and fall down on your knees. But if it ain't the full surrender, baby, it's all the same to me. Thank you. It only takes some darker thought to wreck her sunny day. I let her draw love close enough to see she really cared, but no way to that get inside in case there's no one there. Now she keeps all that mess in check. Recovery's a fickle beast. You better stick to what you know, 'cause I'm always riding shotgun, baby, just waiting for you to blow.
Featured artist is gonna be back in segment two with another great track from her new album, Just Like That. But I definitely think it's time for a double dose of the blues. Kenny Neal's gonna pick it off with some great guitar work. Kenny's gonna be followed by the Allman Brothers. Oh, and will you hear this one? It's called Firing Line. But kicking off this double dose of the blues, Kenny Neal and That Knife Don't Cut Anymore.
Thank you. off her mind today. My scars is healing over, didn't want my love away. You cut me bad, but oh, I've been hurt. One thing I know for sure, that old knife don't cut no more. Nothing can stop me now, you can't hurt me no more. Now I got to leave you, that's what the door is for. You cut me pretty bad. Oh, I've been hurt before. Oh, yeah. No, oh, no, baby, finally, finally I learned the score. That old knife don't cut no more. Oh, no.
Hey, this is Danny Freeze Dobrovich, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Gone you since you've been born, raising hell even as a child. Nothing changed since that day. Wild. your whole life messing with your friends. Still you ain't nowhere. Search for a new direction. The past is all you'll find. Count up all your mistakes. Blame it on your criminal mind. When you lay down with snakes, your mama get poisoned every time. Hey now, baby, don't you think it's high time? Change your life direction. Get off the bar. Step off the bar in line.
Say, we've really got a great then and now song this week. It's Sonny Boy Williamson's Bring It On Home. Song written by the one and only Willie Dixon. Song was recorded in the Chess Studios in Chicago in 1963. For some reason, though, Bring It On Home with Sonny Boy Williamson didn't hit the record racks until 1966. Some of you out there might not remember record racks, but I certainly do. So taking care of the then portion of Then and Now, Sonny Boy Williamson, and Bring It On Home.
Baby. My ticket, I got my load. Conduct done hollered all aboard. Take my seat right way back and watch this train move down the track. Times I once have had, so got happy, my heart got glad. I think about the way you love me too. You can bet your life I'm coming home to you.
Taking care of the then portion of our then and now feature with Willie Dixon's Bring It On Home. And coming up in segment two, will you hear the twist that Colin James puts on the now version of Bring It On Home? Hey, let's go back to back and put the needle down in the grooves on another double dose of the blues. Speaking of a double dose, got a couple of blues duos. Oh man, are these great. Mavis Staples teamed up with LaVon Helms to be backed up in this double dose of the blues with Buddy Guy and Keith Richards. Their song is The Price You Gotta Pay. But here's Mavis Staples, LaVon Helms to get this double dose underway. Their song is You've Got to Move.
Gets ready. You've got to move. Oh yeah, oh yeah. You got to move. Yeah.
Hey everybody, this is Matt from GA20. You're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBUC.com.
I had a dream just the other night. Me and my baby was having a fight. It felt so real, but it wasn't funny. I took my love and she took my money. But that's all right, I was only dreaming. But you know what? It got me thinking. You gotta go for what you know. 'Cause you're gonna reap just what you sow. 'Cause life don't always go your way. And that's the price you got to pay. I went to the kitchen, I turned on the sink, got a glass of water, and I began to think. This lying and cheating has got to stop before I lose everything that I got. Sometimes I feel so strange, other time I feel so ashamed. But you gotta go for what you know. You gonna reap just what you sow. 'Cause life don't always
go your way, but that's the price you've got to pay. I tried to kick the habit, I couldn't do it, no, I had to have it. I broke a heart and I broke the rules. I get no sympathy for being a fool. I cried so hard till I nearly drowned, and I paid the price for sneaking around. You gotta go for what you know, you're gonna reap just what you sow. Life don't always go your way, and that's the price you got to pay. If that's a big price you just got to pay, and that's the price you must pay. Do you hear what I say? That's the price you got to pay. And that's a big price, oh, you need to pay. Do you hear what I say? That's a price you must pay. And that's a big, big price you just got to pay. You see what I'm saying? It's a price you got to pay. And that's a price you just got to pay. That's a price.
To make you an all-knowing person in the subject of blues, here is Blues News for the week of May the 9th through the 15th, 2022. Big news out of Memphis, Tennessee last week. The Blues Music Award winners were announced. By the way, a big thumbs up to the Blues Music Awards. First time they've had an in-person event since 2019. Way to go, Blues Foundation. Tommy Castro was the big winner in the awards this year with 3 awards. Tommy took the B.B. King Entertainer of the Year Award, also received the Album of the Year Award for Tommy Castro Presents A Blues Man Came to Town. And Castro's band, Tommy Castro and the Painkillers, took the Band of the Year. A couple of double award winners that at least get a couple of attaboy and attagirls. An attagirl goes to Sue Foley, traditional blues album Pinky. And Sue Foley also took the Female Traditional Blues Artist Coco Taylor Award. Another double winner was Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram, fresh off of his Grammy triumphs this year. The Kingfish took Contemporary Male Blues Artist and Contemporary Blues Album 662. Song of the Year went to Selwyn Birchwood for I'll Climb Mountains. Best Emerging Artist Album, get this one, Rob Bland, Live on Bill Street, a tribute to Bobby Blue Bland. Bobby Blue Bland just happened to be Rob Bland's papa. Keb Moe took on the award for Acoustic Blues Artist. Eric Bibb, Acoustic Blues Album. Taj Mahal was the traditional male blues artist. Albert Castiglia, the blues rock artist. And the contemporary blues female artist went to Vanessa Collier. Some of the instrumentalist awards went to Danielle Nicole on bass, Jimmy Carpenter on horns, Tom Hambridge on drums, Eric Gales on guitar, and a late blues buddy of ours, Mike Finnegan, took the Pine Top Perkins Piano Player Award. And before we leave the subject of Taj Mahal, in addition to getting the traditional male blues artist, Taj also received a star on the Orpheum Theater's Side Walk of Stars in Memphis. This week there was celebration of some rest in peace birthdays of note. Little Walter. Fans up in Chicago celebrated his birthday on May 1. James Brown, the godfather of soul, had a rest in peace birthday on the 3rd. And a name you hear quite often, one of the founders of blues, Robert Johnson, standing at the crossroads, had a birthday on May the 8th. In closing, our quote of the week comes from Burgess Meredith. And the quote goes like this. Why do professional athletes think I should care about what they think? If I wanted advice from someone who chases a ball, I'd ask my dog. Burgess Meredith. And there you have it, Blues News for the week of May the 9th through the 15th, 2022.
Hey, this is Brother Greg Martin with the Kentucky Headhunters. You're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Lord have mercy,
UncleBuck.com. That big old bucket of blues we brought with us is still half full. But we're going to take a little break, a little pause for the cause. But don't you venture off now. Coming up in segment two, Charlie Musselwhite's going to kick it off. Bonnie Raitt, of course, our featured artist, is going to be back with another great track from her new album. Albert Collins is going to get a spin. Oh, as we promised, especially all of you country fans that are picking up on some blues this week. Hank Williams Jr.'s got a blues album out, and we're going to give you a spin out of that album. Trudy Lynn's going to be on board along with Jimmy Reed, and the now portion of Then and Now is going to be taken care of by Colin James, his version of Bring It On Home. It's all coming up on segment two of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Welcome back into segment two of this session of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, the one and only Charlie Musselwhite, with a great little instrumental track called Scufflin'. Bonnie Raitt is our featured artist. Bonnie Raitt's new album, Just Like That, has some really great tracks on it. Bonnie Raitt's been out on the tour, been in the recording studio. Just Like That is her 18th studio album. I think she inherited a bloodline that keeps you going. Bonnie Raitt's father, John Raitt, was a Broadway and film star. He toured until he was 86. Bonnie Raitt says getting older, in these last decades, it's been interesting to gain notes at the bottom of my range. Seems like I've got more colors to play with when I'm singing. And that was a rather colorful description of how her voice has changed, but oh, has she still got a voice. Many of the songs that are on the new album, Just Like That, have lyrics that are specific about how she got through the pandemic. She goes on to say that the lyrics in the new album are absolutely pandemic specific. One such song is called Living for the Ones. So here is our featured artist, Bonnie Raitt, Living for the Ones. Featured artist from her album, Just Like That, Living for the Ones. Great entertainer, great album. But I definitely think it's time to go back to back and belly to belly with a double shot of blues. Kicking it off is going to be Texan Albert Collins, backed up by a surprise to everyone, putting out a great blues album. I'm talking about Hank Williams Jr. This song is Georgia Women, but kicking off this double shot of the blues, Albert Collins and Too Tired.
Too tired to wait. I had a chill this morning, too tired to shake. I got a good poker hand, too tired to win. I can hear my baby knocking, too tired to let her in. I'm tired. Yeah, 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 I'm tired. Too tired. Too tired for anything.
tired to walk, too tired to run. I can hear my baby call, I'm too tired, too tired, too tired. Yes, I'm tired. I'm tired. Too tired for anything. Tired of luck, sitting on a pin. I'm too tired to get up. I'm tired. I declare, I'm tired. Too tired, tired, too tired for anything.
I'm Steve Coleman with the Cadillac Blues Assembly, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues at UncleBUC.com.
Oh, yeah. then and now song, Bring It On Home. Another one of those great Willie Dixon songs. Taking care of the then portion was the original hit of the song, Bring It On Home, with Sonny Boy Williamson. Now it's time to get into the now portion of Then and Now. Great Canadian singer and picker by the name of Colin James got his big break up in Canada when Stevie Ray Vaughan's opening act didn't show up. Colin James' band was recommended, and guess who finished the tour with Stevie Ray Vaughan? Colin James. By the way, Colin James was our featured artist a few weeks back. If you missed that show, go to UncleBUC.com. Get into the archive shows. We got over 90 shows now that are archived. Colin James is number 183. If you missed that one, I think you'll like it. So for the now portion of Then and Now, here's Colin James and Bring It On Home.
Thank you. gonna bring it home to you. I've got to bring it on home. I'm gonna bring it on home.
Looking down in that big old bucket of blues we brought with us, looks like we must proclaim, ooh, we got time for two mo' before we go. Kicking off this two mo's gonna be Trudy Lynn, followed up by something a little bit different from Jimmy Reed, the king of the shuffle as I label him. His song is Knocking on My Door. But here's Trudy Lynn to kick off this two mo' before we go with Golden Girl Blues.
Drop it like it's hot. Now when I move, it's cause it sure ain't right.
I'm Paul Goode.
I'm Jay Weeks. You're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
On UncleBUC.com.
Puts a wrap on this edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. I certainly do appreciate you clicking in, tuning in, however you got here. We had a blast spinning the blues for you today. I always like to invite you to follow us on our Instagram post and give us a like and a follow on our Facebook pages. So until next week, Uncle Buck here saying, I hope all your blues will be on a turntable going round and round.
The lid is on another bucket of great blues, but you can join us each weekend at 8 p.m. Saturday with an encore performance at noon on Sunday. Here on Legends Radio Network, for Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.